I'm Sharon Stone. This is Engage. Today, we're introducing you to our 2026 Voter Insight Panel. Five Central Floridians agreed to meet with us throughout this election year to sit down together and talk about the issues shaping their lives and their votes. They're Democrats, Republicans, NPAs, and undecided. They're from different generations, living in urban and rural areas throughout Central Florida. The youngest member of our group is 21-year-old Jaden Souza, a mobile mechanic in St. Cloud. He was born in Orlando, lived in Brazil for more than a decade, and moved back to the U.S. about 3 years ago with a new perspective on American politics.
So I'm a registered Democrat, but my ideology is slowly morphing, so I'm kind of on the line of where to be because I had a foreign idea of what American politics were. And then coming to the U.S. is like a whole different platform. Once I came back to the U.S. and I saw both parties, they're all trying to strive for the same goal, but taking different pathways. But those different pathways, they keep clashing against each other and aren't making any progress in total. So I don't want to say that necessarily a Democrat or Republican, because I feel like by putting myself into those shoes, I'm already trying to contradict someone else's progress.
Anna Ashy's political journey took a dramatic turn. The mother of three boys, ages 7, 10, and 12, just turned 40 herself and is director of housing operations at Homeless Services Network. She lives in Paramore in downtown Orlando. Anna is a registered Democrat who was raised Republican until the experience that changed her political outlook.
I am a registered Democrat, but I was raised Republican. I was a registered Republican until I was in my late 20s. I was a very conservative person growing up, but in my late 20s, went on a journey, and I am now a registered Democrat and identify as very progressive.
I was a single-issue voter, and in many, many ways, in the sense of being pro-life, was my identity. I interned at a pregnancy center in D.C., four blocks from the Capitol, and I realized in one conversation, a 12-year-old girl was part of a gang. She was told that she had to perform certain acts. My job was just to make sure that she didn't have an abortion. She was not pregnant, and so I just asked her, I said, you know, where do you see yourself, you know, 5 years from now? She said, oh, I probably will be dead. I said, what about 2 weeks from now? And she's like, I don't know. You know, I don't have an idea of what that looks like. And I wasn't allowed to tell her about contraception because I was told that if I did, it would water down the gospel. And that and my experience being there of just realizing, wait a minute, like, I can't tell her how to prevent this.
That wasn't the only experience that made her question her political beliefs.
I started dating a man from Ghana who eventually became my husband. And that blew up my worldview. I was raised in a very suburban context. I was actually raised in a really diverse place. But it doesn't mean that I had been challenged on my beliefs. And so it was experience, and it was realizing that my goal of wanting less abortions would not be accomplished under a pro-life presidency or administration.
55-year-old Sean Roberts is a former educator from New York City. He created a Florida-based anti-bullying nonprofit called AMRAC.
And AMRAC is karma spelled backwards, and what I do is I make films, music videos, and songs with people that have been bullied, to empower them, to help them be better and do better, and to help them heal.
He says working with people from all walks of life has shaped his belief that people need to spend more time listening to each other.
I am a registered Republican. I used to be a Democrat. I'm involved in politics. I've worked with both parties with my projects, Democrats and Republicans. And I'm the type of person that will, I'm bringing this back, which is common sense, ability to think, critical think things, and to listen. The old school of You may have your differences and I have my differences, but we can have a dialogue. And I spent a lot of time with the Republican Party. And what I'm saying is, from my experience, what they're doing is focusing on accountability. And let me explain. So me, as a man of color, I don't see myself as a man of color. I see myself as Sean Roberts. I don't limit myself based upon the color of my skin. So I say this because there's been many opportunities that have been opened up to me, not because of my color, because of my character. And my character has gotten me a lot of places and a lot of rooms.
Allison Yurko is a Winter Park attorney and lifelong Republican. The 63-year-old is the mother of triplets who are 28.
I now call myself a rule of law Republican, which is very important to me in light of what's happening in our government right now. And I'm a lawyer. I've been board certified in city, county, and local government law for the last 40 years or so. And so I do zoning and land use and government related type work. And I'm delighted to be on this panel. I've started wearing my Reagan Bush 84 t-shirt because I'm nostalgic for those days when, you know, people like Ronald Reagan, I remember he used to say, don't confuse kindness with weakness. And I think the corollary to that is don't confuse cruelty with strength.
The final member of our group is 72-year-old retired teacher Margaret Roberts.
I have a middle name, Elizabeth, with a Z, and everybody calls me Zizzy, Z-I-Z-I.
She spent years traveling and teaching after surviving cancer. Those experiences and returning to a very different country led her to register with no party affiliation.
So I moved back to Central Florida recently. I was also overseas. I was overseas for 7 years. And I went traveling after breast cancer. I said, well, you know, I need to, maybe life is shorter than I think it's going to be, so I need to, like, do some more traveling because I'd already taught school in India. So I went back and ended up gone for 7 years, Nepal and Sri Lanka, and then COVID. I was, you know, I didn't get back until 2022. So I actually physically wasn't in the United States during round one of Donald Trump. But I've been back for here for the second round. And yes, I always was a registered Democrat, but this time, this is the first time in my life I registered no party affiliation, because I believe it's not about D or R, it's about the big D, democracy.
At our first meeting, we asked each person in the room to share their top three issues that they'll be voting on this year. For some, the answer came quickly. For others, it was a bit harder. Here's Jaden Souza.
I couldn't tell you three because I don't believe I know enough about everything that's going on to decisively tell you three different things, but I would have to say that one of them would be immigration for sure.
For Anna Ashe, voting rights are paramount.
For sure, voting rights. I mean, but locally, the property taxes is really huge. I don't think we as a community are understanding, I'm also a realtor, the implications of not being able to fund our police departments, our fire departments, our roads by gutting the really tax base that we have set up here. We don't have income tax in Florida. Property taxes is what props up most of our jurisdictions, and they want to pass this legislation without any meaningful alternative. And what that means for the local jurisdictions who are all crying out saying, hey, we're going to lose millions here. How are we going to fill this hole? And there's no meaningful discussion or alternative about what that is. And that is a really critical issue for me, because that funding in our local governments is what dictates our day-to-day lives. It is who shows up to put out the fire at my house. It is who's going to fill the pothole that forms outside my house every 6 months for reasons I can't tell you. That's really important to me. And housing affordability is super important to me because of the work that I do. I can't live with myself if I forget to say that another top issue for me is also immigration.
Immigration is one topic that came up again and again. Sean Roberts named it first, along with health care and another priority that's less tangible.
Immigration, actually health care, because it is expensive, but they're, in my opinion, they're working towards that. People may beg to differ, which is okay. And the country itself and you know, getting people on the same page.
Not everyone answered the question by naming issues. Here's how Allison Yurko responded.
I'm not sure, actually. It's important to vote, and I think it's important to vote for people, whether they're Democrats or Republicans, that I trust, that I see as moderate, that I see as being able to be collaborative. And I think those are the sort of the principles that I'll be looking for rather than any certain issues.
For Margaret Roberts, the issues are personal.
Healthcare. Mm-hmm. I'm a senior, but I also see it doesn't matter, you know, if Medicare isn't the box you're in yet. Everybody, healthcare, the cost of medicine, because I have traveled, and there are things that are so expensive here that it's not nearly as expensive in other countries. There's absolutely no reason for, say, like allergy medicine right now to cost as much as it does. Okay, so healthcare, immigration also. My grandparents were immigrants, all of them. And I want to hear from candidates about constitutional rights. I want to hear about the entire Bill of Rights. I want to hear about all of the amendments, not just the Second Amendment.
Mm-hmm. We will touch base with Jaden Souza, Anna Ashe, Sean Roberts, Allison Yurko, and Margaret Roberts every few weeks leading up to and through the election to see how their priorities and perspectives evolve. Engage is a production of Central Florida Public Media. Subscribe wherever you get your podcasts so you never miss an episode. Richard Copeland is our senior producer. I'm Sharon Stone. You can reach us anytime with questions, comments, or story ideas. Send an email to engage@cfpublic.org. Thanks for listening.